Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild evening across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, making for a pleasant night outdoors. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing some light breezes, adding a refreshing touch to the atmosphere. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports the IDF and Shin Bet have eliminated Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan, a Hamas company commander involved in hostage release ceremonies earlier today. Also, The Times of Israel notes that Iranians face uncertainty and financial struggles amid escalating tensions with the U.S. this morning. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports a suspected car ramming incident at a checkpoint near Hebron, with the IDF now searching for the perpetrator. Separately, Ynet reveals that the U.S. has launched its fifth night of strikes on Iran, while Israel considers potential involvement in the conflict. And finally, I-24 News confirms that the U.S. attacked a bridge connecting Iran's Bandar Abbas and Shiraz, targeting military infrastructure in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Danny Danon, former Israeli ambassador to the U.N., commended the IDF and security forces for eliminating Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan, posting just minutes ago. David Keyes, a human rights activist, wrote just now that Hamdan is next on the list, implying further actions. Eyal Yacobi, a political analyst, shared breaking news that the UK has designated the IRGC as a terrorist organization, posting earlier today. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's operation, Walla reports that Anas Mahmoud Ahmed Hamdan played a significant role in Hamas's propaganda efforts, including hostage release ceremonies. This elimination marks a crucial victory for Israeli forces in their ongoing effort to dismantle Hamas leadership. This action could disrupt Hamas's operational capabilities and morale. Turning to the situation in Iran, The Times of Israel describes how soaring prices and airstrikes have left many Iranians anxious about their future. Despite the challenges, a sense of resilience is evident as citizens remain reluctant to leave their homeland. This ongoing tension highlights the complex socioeconomic landscape Iranians face. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights a suspected car ramming at a checkpoint near Hebron, with the driver fleeing into the West Bank. The IDF search operation is underway, emphasizing the persistent security challenges in the region. This incident underscores the volatile environment around checkpoints. Next, Ynet's report on U.S.-Iran hostilities reveals that Washington aims to target infrastructure and energy facilities. Israel is weighing its options on whether to join the conflict, as Tehran shows signs of wanting to avoid direct confrontation. This ongoing tension influences regional security dynamics and Israeli strategic considerations. Finally, I-24 News details the U.S. attack on infrastructure linking Bandar Abbas and Shiraz in Iran, targeting surveillance and logistics sites. This strike comes hours after previous operations, indicating a sustained military campaign. The escalation raises concerns about further destabilization in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Shai Morag has raised $60 million to transform enterprise identity management with a new AI-native platform aiming to replace outdated systems. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes a shift in the ranking of training funds, with Altshula Shaham regaining the top position in June after significant investment changes. And finally, Ynet Business highlights Israeli firm Solair's initiative to develop a renewable-powered data center in Chile's Atacama region, capitalizing on the AI boom. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.